If you've been lamenting a summer spent indoors and away from friends, our next guest may be able to help you break out of your routine. In the August edition of Arizona Highways Magazine, Noah Austin takes us on a road trip with a few desert surprises. Bonus points for giving us a 14-mile trip that does not require visitors to brave the summer heat in addition to the pandemic. That's because the Greenback Valley Road is a scenic drive that delivers mountain views and diverse wildlife from the comfort of your car. Noah calls it the, quote, scenic drive that none of your friends have ever done, and our co-host Lauren Gilger caught up with him recently to find out what's so special about it, plus other drives you can do to see Arizona safely.
So this drive starts in a tiny little town called Pumpkin Center, which is just a little bit south of Payson. And, you know, you start out in sort of this desert area where, you know, you see the saguaros and the prickly pear cactuses around you. And, you know, there's mountains around, but you can't really see what's on them. And then as you start going, you cross Tonto Creek, which is sort of an unexpected thing. You don't really expect to find running water in the desert. You get past that, and then the road starts winding and climbing into the foothills of the Sierra Ancha, which is a really isolated mountain range out in sort of east central Arizona. And you know, as you continue, it's a fairly well maintained road, so it's the kind of thing that you could do in pretty much any SUV or truck. But you know, you end up going past riparian areas where you find Arizona sycamores, which are not something you really expect to see in the Arizona desert. And then, you know, some interesting rock formations and things. And it just sort of continues that way for 14 miles. And it's, you know, one of the nice things about this drive is that around every corner, you know, every bend in the road, it seems like there's a new, you know, interesting view to see or a vista of a distant mountain range. It's, you know, it makes a great day trip. It's about an hour from the Phoenix area, so not a huge time investment. And then the drive itself, you can probably go out and back in an hour or so. So, you know, it's just it's an easy little way to get out of the house and get some fresh air. And, you know, you're not, especially these days, you're not likely to run into anybody else while you're out there. So.
Why is this sort of undiscovered, unknown? You say, you know, none of your friends have driven this route like they may have others.
I think it's partly because of the creek. You know, there's this creek crossing. So, you know, one of the things you have to do before you do this drive is check with the Tonto National Forest and make sure that, you know, there hasn't just been a monsoon storm or anything like that. Because when the creek level is high, you don't want to be trying to get across that in your SUV or whatever. So I think that's part of it. I think the other thing is it's just a part of the state where it's not really on the way to anywhere. It's not really on the way between Payson and Phoenix. You have to go off on a different road to get down to Pumpkin Center. So I think it's one of those things that really the locals know about, but nobody outside of there really pays much mind to. So
Yeah. We should mention this drive is, of course, in the Tonto National Forest, like you say, which is closed right now because of the bushfire. You actually, though, feature a drive in every edition of Arizona Highways, though, right? So walk us through some other of your favorites.
Sure. So, yeah, you know, scenic drives are something we do every month in the magazine, and that's sort of become my little corner of the magazine every month. And so I've gotten to go all around Arizona and see some of these sort of unknown or forgotten about roadways that not many people go on, but they're beautiful and they're easy to do, and the roads are generally really well maintained. The one that comes to mind, there's one up by Kingman. It's called Blake Ranch Road, and it starts on Interstate 40, just probably about 15 miles east of Kingman. And you go south on that, and then it curves around and it hits US Route 93. And on the way there, you know, there's a lot of mountain views. You're kind of following this ridge line as you come down out of the foothills of the Hualapai Mountains. Also on the way, there's I wouldn't call it a ghost town, but it's a former mining area. And there's a building there called the Gold King Mansion. It's this old poured concrete mansion that actually was originally intended as a bunkhouse for workers at the mine. And then they decided to use it as a way to wine and dine potential investors in the mine. So, you know, off of this road, you can go hike to that and see, you know, the whole thing is still there. You can see the crowd molding in the house and the fireplace and everything. So it's just a cool little destination and sort of a slice of Arizona history. One of the other ones that comes to mind that's a good one to do this time of year is Bonita Canyon Drive at Chiricahua National Monument, which is down in southeastern Arizona. The monument's visitor center is closed right now, but the drive is open. So you can do You can take this drive all the way, you know, through the Hoodoos, which are these rhyolite, you know, volcanic rock formations that have formed over tens of thousands of years. So you get a great view of those. You get a great view once you get to the end of the drive of, you know, the whole, this whole area of the Chiricahua Mountains. So that monument only gets about 60,000 visitors every year, which is about a tenth of what you will see at, well, actually less than a tenth of what you'll see at just about any other national park or monument in Arizona. So just because it's so remote, and but it's one of the most beautiful and unspoiled places in Arizona. So that's a fun place to go as well.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it's sort of old fashioned. There's something kind of romantic about this idea of like just going for a drive for the sake of the drive, right?
Right.
What is it that you love about this? What is it that's gotten you into making this, as you say, your corner of the magazine every month?
You know, I think it's a way to get out and get out of the office. I mean, obviously I'm out of the office all the time right now, but it's a way to get out of the house and get some quiet time to just, you know, think or just enjoy the scenery. And, you know, I'm seeing parts of Arizona that I never would have gone to otherwise. I never would have had reason to. And, you know, the work of putting them together is fun for me too. I spend a lot of time every year, you know, as I plan out the drives for the following year, I spend a lot of time on Google Maps, just looking for forest roads, being like, oh, that looks interesting. And then confirming that with the National Forest people or looking at national forest maps or what have you. And it's just sort of a fun passion project for me, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And it comes at a pretty good time when all of us, you know, might want to get out of the house, but can't necessarily be around a lot of other people. This is not a bad way to do it.
Right. That's for sure. You know, you could go through the whole thing and not see another person, especially if you go, you know, on a weekday or early in the morning or what have you. So it's very easy to physically distance and not worry that you're putting yourself at risk or anything like that.
All right. That is Noah Austin, the managing editor of Arizona Highways, joining us. Noah, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
Thank you, Lauren.